This morning, we'd like you to look at Hosea chapter 8, verse 7, as he deals with the subject of sowing and reaping. For here the prophet declares concerning the northern kingdom of Israel, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk, the bud shall yield no meal, and if so be it yield, the strangers will swallow it up." There is a biblical principle, and it is illustrated amply in nature, and has been declared in many different proverbs, that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, as Paul wrote about this principle, he said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And then Paul speaks about sowing to the flesh and sowing to the spirit. The truth of the matter is that we reap in kind. If you are merciful, mercy will be extended unto you. If you are forgiving, you will receive forgiveness. If you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. It's amazing how many people are deceived, though, on this point. They think that they can sow their wild oats and never have to reap the consequences of it. During their youth, so many times, a person just sows carelessly. I think of how kids are not concerned with their diet. The fast food, you know, anything to fill the cavity. And just dumping in junk into their bodies, not realizing that in your later years, you're going to be suffering physically by weakened bones, by a bad stomach, and all from the junk that you sowed when you were younger. You think, "Well, I have a cast iron stomach, I can eat anything." Yeah, you just think that. "But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." There is a time of harvest that does come. Paul said that if you sow to the flesh, then of the flesh you're going to reap corruption. One day you will reap the consequences of the corrupt seed that has been sown. You can't escape it. People think that they can mock God, that somehow they can escape the consequences of their careless sowing in life. But the day is coming when one must reap. Now, the nation of Israel have been sowing to the wind, or sowing wind. And the prophet is declaring to them, because you have sown the wind, you are going to reap the whirlwind. God had given birth to the nation, but now they have turned their backs upon God. They turned away from that which was good. Verse 3, "Israel hath cast off the thing that is good." turning their backs on God. They had established ungodly rulers. They have set up kings, God said, but not by me. They did not seek God's counsel. The kings that ruled over Israel were not kings that were anointed by God or even appointed by God. They set up their own kings to rule over them, rejecting the rule of God over the nation. But worse, they began to worship other gods. In verse 4, he said, with their silver and their gold, they have made idols. And they began to worship these false gods that they had set up as they forsook the true and the living God. Idols that represented Ashtoreth, the goddess of female sensual pleasures. Lusting after more possessions, they made little idols that represented Mammon, the god of power, money, and the calf became the symbol of their national god that they set up in Bethel and in Dan. They had sown the wind, but the time, the prophet said, has come when they are going to reap the whirlwind. They had forsaken God, and now God has forsaken them. No longer will God be a protection to them. No longer will God keep them from the enemies. But God will forsake them and leave them to their own devices. Having forsaken God, they will now be forsaken by God. A whirlwind will come out of the north. Assyria will come, and they will be driven by this whirlwind and scattered by the whirlwind into the various parts of the world. Job's friend Eliphaz said to him, "If you trust in emptiness, then emptiness will be your reward." And I think of how many people who have turned from the living God, and in trying to fill the void in their life, they are trying to fill that emptiness, with empty things. We watch them as they pursue one pleasure after another. I see them on Friday afternoon as they're going out to the Corona Freeway with their campers, boats on the back, the ATCs in the back of the pickup, or somewhere along the line, maybe even in the boats, and the hang gliders on top. And they're searching for something that's going to satisfy and fill the void in their lives. And it's from one toy to another, one experience to another. I see them as they try to fill their minds with fantasy. Movies, visit videos, the rock concerts, the rap concerts, the raves, and they're just searching for something to fill that inner void. But what they are using is emptiness, empty things that can't fill the void. And if you trust in emptiness, then emptiness will be your reward. I watch them as they move from one relationship to another. One partner to another, hoping that they can fill the void with some kind of new relationship. Or I watch them as they are pursuing after success or after security. Or they are striving to become famous. Hollywood has to be one of the emptiest places in the whole world. It's like a giant vacuum that's sucking up every new religious thought and idea. But you know, they're going to find, as Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, you drink of this water and you're going to thirst again. Because they are trying to fill the emptiness within with emptiness from without. And they're pouring emptiness into this inner vacuum. And it just doesn't satisfy. Sowing to the wind, they will one day reap the whirlwind. Now, sowing to these false gods, worshiping these false gods, sowing to the wind, the prophet said the fruit of such sowing is that it has no stock. Now, he is using a similitude here where he is likening a blasted stalk of corn, where the corn is just wilted, the stalk is just bent over double. It's just wilted and just hanging. It hath no stalk. Nothing substantial can come from what they have sown. There's no real substance to come from it. I hear the speeches of these New Age advocates, and there's no real substance to what they're saying. It's all talk and no stock. You know, learn of the inner powers that you have. Powers to change your reality in your world, you know. The great you within as you become one with the universe and all. Talk, no stalk. Tap into those hidden resources. He said, the bud will yield no meal. There may come an ear of corn, but you open the husk and there's nothing there. The bud will yield no meal. No real fruit can come from it. You embrace an empty philosophy, and it will result in emptiness in your own life. You worship an insensate God and you will become insensate. You will become blind to the true and the living God. You will no longer see his beauty in creation. But what you will do is you'll begin the irrational worship of the creation rather than the worship of the Creator who is blessed forevermore. You'll become one of those earth people worshiping the creation rather than the Creator, wearing funny little hats and wandering through the woods, you know, trying to become one with the trees around you. You'll become deaf to the voice of God. You will no longer hear him calling to your heart. Jesus said, my sheep do hear my voice. But it's a sad and tragic day when a person has sought after these false gods, these insensate gods until they have become so insensate they no longer hear the voice of Jesus calling to their hearts. I'm actually amazed at the foolish things that people embrace once they have rejected the truth. You know, if you want to be a sucker for every stupid thing that comes down the pike, just reject the truth of Jesus Christ, and you've just made yourself a prey for every charlatan that's around. They have sown folly, and they reap folly. I see them as they're sitting in weird positions, wearing silly clothes, cutting their hair in peculiar styles, and chanting unintelligible sounds, thinking that they are finding serenity and bliss. But what they're finding is an empty mind, which is the closest thing the world can get to serenity. Sow the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. But then he goes on to say, if there is any meal or fruit that might by chance grow in the wilted stalk and the blasted ear, they won't enjoy it. Strangers will devour it. The only ones who are really profiting from the New Age philosophies are the ones who are selling it to the gullible public. It doesn't really profit the people who are buying into it. They may find some temporary satisfaction as they're deceived into these promises of power and wealth, and yet the people will ultimately discover that the only thrill is in the pursuit. Once you've achieved or attained, it's bitter and it's empty. They sell you the crystals, the pyramids. They tell you of the mystic powers that you can gain. But really what has happened is that you have helped make them a little bit richer as they've profited off of you. You see, strangers eat up what's left. Now, it is true that all of the false religious systems seek to enslave your mind. They tell you that by leaving them, you are leaving God. You're leaving the only hope. You're leaving the truth. You're leaving to your own destruction. And tantamount to your leaving them is leaving God. And they seek to hold you by fear. But Jesus doesn't hold us by fear. He holds us by love. Paul said, it's the love of Christ which constrains me. We don't say that we are the only way. We say that Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and the life. Follow him. We don't say follow us. We say follow Jesus Christ and follow the word, or the word of God. There are a lot of good churches in this community. And you can find in these churches excellent Bible studies and excellent fellowship. We're not the only church, nor do we claim to be the only church. We are just a part of the whole work of God in the community through his church, which is made up of many different groups. We don't prescribe any special clothing or undergarments that you should wear. Long hair, short hair, no hair. Makes no difference. God loves us all and receives us all. We have no crystals or pyramids for sale. And we don't say, read our books to understand the truth. We say, read the Bible. We are not afraid of what you will come to believe if you will just read the Word of God. We're confident that the Word of God will lead you into the truth and lead you into life. And thus, we're not trying to peddle books to bring you light and understanding of what God meant to say when He gave us the Bible. We're not searching for some new thought or new revelation or new truth. What we are seeking is new, fresh experiences in the old truth. The Bible says that God has given to us all that pertains to life and godliness, and it's right here in His Word, and you can find it right here. You don't need any new revelations. You need new experiences in what God has already revealed. They have sown the wind, they are going to reap the whirlwind, the prophet said. What you sow is what you will reap. You know, we've been sowing the Word of God in your hearts for 26 years. And the fruit that we are reaping is phenomenal. I look around, not only just here, but around the country and around the world, and I see the fruit of sowing the Word of God, just verse by verse, sowing God's Word in the hearts of people, and to see what God's Word has done, the spiritual benefits that the people have reaped from the Word of God. Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It's thrilling. It's exciting to see what God's Word has brought forth as it has been sown in the hearts of the people. Continue to sow to the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit will come forth from your life. If you sow to your flesh, all you can ever hope to reap is corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap the fruit of the Spirit and life everlasting. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." Read the Gospels. Reread the Gospels. The Word of Jesus is spirit. It is life. And as you read the words of Jesus, it'll bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We reap in kind. And may God help us. Some of you are reaping the consequences of sowing to emptiness. And you feel that emptiness and that void within. Some of you have been sowing to the flesh and you've been reaping the corruption that comes from the flesh. But I would encourage you, let's sow to the Spirit. Let's plant into our minds the Word of God and the things of the Spirit of God. Let that be which fills your mind. And you will find that then there will come forth from your life that beautiful fruit of God's Spirit, that love, that joy, that peace, that long-suffering, those things that the world is seeking so desperately to find, will be just the natural result and fruit of sowing to the Spirit, allowing God's word to just fill your heart and mind, saturated in the word of God. You see, the problem is we're sowing mixed seed so often. We come here and we sow into our minds the word of God, but then we go home and we flip on television and we start sowing the flesh. And then we have this mixed crop that comes up. And our lives get all messed up because we're reaping the different things. And life becomes confusion because of the mixed seed that is being planted. You know, the wisest and the best thing that most of you could do is just leave that crazy TV off. Return all of the videos and don't get any more. Unless they are videos that sow to the Spirit. Now, change your diet. There are some good videos that sow to the Spirit. Change your diet. If you've got to watch TV, I mean, if that's just your thing, you've got to watch it, then watch something that's worthwhile and beneficial. Get some decent videos that will really feed the Spirit. And if you sow to the Spirit, then of the Spirit you shall reap. Israel had come to the place of reaping. That's always the critical place. You know, you can plant and sow and all, but watch out. Harvest is coming. And that day when you begin to harvest the seeds that have been sown is the critical time. And God's word warns us that harvest is coming for each person. And you will have to then reap what you have sown. Now, one exception, and that is the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, which is able to uproot all of the rotten seed that you have sown. By committing your life to Jesus Christ and receiving Him as your Savior, and accepting the cleansing that He offers for your sin. Though your sins may have been as scarlet, you can be as white as snow. Though they may be red like crimson, you may be as white as wool. For the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse a man from all sin. And it can destroy the harvest of the seeds that have been sown to the flesh. And you don't have to reap the consequences of your sinful seed if you will come to Jesus Christ and let Him wash you and cleanse you. For if any man is in Christ, he becomes a new creation, and the old things are passed away, and everything becomes new. That's the gospel that we have to declare to people. There may be some rotten stuff that's been sown in your mind. You may have had some rotten childhood experiences. Things that have traumatized or whatever. You may have come from a dysfunctional family, and who didn't? Whatever a dysfunctional family is. But Jesus can give you a whole new life. Cut the ties of the past and make all things new for you. That's the gospel. You don't have to suffer the consequences of the past junk in your life. You can begin a new life with Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for what You have done through Your love for us in providing through Jesus Christ, complete and total forgiveness, blotting out of the past, Lord, that new life in Him. Help us, Lord, that we would not be deceived, thinking that we can sow whatever we want and then not have to suffer the consequences of it. But may we realize, Lord, that we reap in kind. And so may we sow in righteousness. And may we go forth with tears bearing precious seed, that we might come again rejoicing, bringing our sheaves with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we stand? Maybe some of you have already begun to reap some of the harvest of the seeds that you have sown. Your life is all messed up. Marriages are all messed up. You don't know where to turn. Well, I'll tell you where to turn. Turn to Jesus Christ. Turn your life over Him today, and He can make all things new. I would encourage you to go back to the prayer room, and there just surrender the whole tangled mess to Jesus. And watch Him as He begins to just work things out and give you a new life, new purpose. And as you begin to sow to the Spirit, then just watch that as of the Spirit, you begin to reap the glorious fruit of God's Spirit within your life. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you. And be careful what you sow into your mind this week, knowing that you'll reap in kind. And so let us sow love and forgiveness and kindness and mercy unto others, as a witness of God's love unto us. The Lord be with you, watch over you, and keep you as you walk in fellowship with Him.